Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I'm going there. It's going to make everybody uncomfortable.
I already am.
Including me. But we're going to go there today on Am I the Jerk?
Ooh, okay, I'm ready.
This one stems from a personal conversation I had with a friend. We're going to put it out there. So I was out with a friend, having a drink.
Okay.
We started talking about dating. And I commented how men always lie about their height.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 5'11", so I deal with this all the time because I'm tall. So when a guy says he's 5'11", and I show up and I go, you're not 5'11".
You're not 5'11".
You're 5'8".
Oof.
And you lied. And men are always lying. Not lying, exaggerating.
Hey, 5'11 with Tim's on.
Exaggerating. That's right. I've had guys try to put boots on and think they're as tall as me. It doesn't work. But I always say guys always exaggerate their height. Okay? So I'm telling my friend this, and he got mad. And he goes, oh, you women always asking about height. I go, well, it's important. I think it's important to know how tall a guy is. I'm tall. And well, he goes, well, what if I asked what your weight was?
Well, that's a different question.
I go, you can't ask me that. But,
what?
They're both superficial questions.
Yeah, that's true.
And
no,
he's
that's
like,
very true.
No, if a girl says, how tall are you? And I say, well, how much do you weigh? What's the difference? And I went,
is there a difference?
Is there? And
I mean, the sensitivity will say, yeah, but the fact of the matter is, you strip it down to the bare bones, superficial question for superficial question, that makes sense to me. Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
So basically, he's saying, no, he's saying, if you're going to ask me how tall I am, I'm allowed to ask you how much you weigh.
Right, because for men, in a lot of cases, that's important to them, just like the height is important to women.
Right.
And in the dating realm, is there any question off limits?
Well, and so think about that. Am I the jerk for asking her weight after she asked my height?
Oof.
Huge argument ensued from this, and I went, oh, this is such an am I the jerk.
Yeah.
Because it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But I get both sides.
I mean, but at the same time, are you a jerk for making a question when you were asked a question? Like, if something made you uncomfortable, I'm not saying you got to flip it and immediately ask something just as outlandish, right? But if somebody asked you your height, you have every reason to ask whatever provocative question you might have to follow. And if that's how much do you weigh?
That's true. If they ask anything about your appearance, let's say. But see, height you can't control.
Yeah, but weight in a lot of cases you can't control.
Yes, you can. We just tell ourselves
well,
we can.
No, people have dietary issues or diseases. I hate to say thyroid problems. Like,
so that
you
can't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in some cases, but let's be honest. Men lie about height. Women lie about weight.
I actually agree with that. I would die on that hill with you, 100%. I've always said that. I'm like, yeah, when I lower my weight by 10 pounds, or used to be more than that.
It's like a man adding 2 inches to his height.
It's the same thing as a guy saying I'm 5'11 when he's 5'9. It's like, no, you're not. You're just telling yourself you are.
So should I be saying I'm 6'3"?
No, because you're already tall. You don't have this problem, right?
I feel you. I mean, but, I'm not tall, but yeah.
My friend basically said to me, Allie, it hurts their feelings when you call them short, whether people want to acknowledge. That's what he was claiming.
It's a blow to the ego. Being asked how tall you are.
He was saying it's an insult. It's the same hurtfulness as a woman and her weight, but men aren't allowed to say that, is what he was trying to express.
Yeah, and he's not wrong in any degree. And 100% accurate, so...
Is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked the height? This is the am I the jerk today?
Dog, I feel wild for even considering to say not the jerk. But when you strip it down and it's question for question,
and you go, well, you're insulting him. I know it's hard.
I mean, not to say you want to insult somebody back.
Like, yeah, right.
Right. You don't want to insult nobody back. But a question for a question, if y'all playing 21 questions, nobody's saying it's a deal breaker. We just want to know the truth.
Oh, I'm saying it's a deal breaker.
Oh, well.
Which makes me shout. yellow. See, which makes me the jerk. Which it goes back to all of this. See, and people are texting in like crazy, saying weight looks different, height's the same regardless, or that they're not the same question because you can't control your height, but you can control your weight, which we kind of talked about earlier. Somebody said, "Are we going to start asking BMIs?" I don't know.
I mean,
according to him, if we're asking height, why not?
Let's ask these health questions. Do you have any pre-existing medical conditions in your family? Now that I should, that I'm asking all these crazy questions.
And back in the day, I'd lie about my BMI anyway, just like I'd lie about my weight. So yeah, go ahead, ask me.
Nobody knows their BMI, man. Nobody. My BMI says I'm obese. Okay,
yeah, nobody knows.
Come on now.
1-414-533-1037. You have to dial 1. So is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked his height?
Hold on.
Oh, whoever just texted in, I'm bringing a scale to the next Tinder date. Okay, now I'm annoyed.
My boy.
Stop. Back up.
Chill. We're going to take your call, though.
Icky. Okay. Ickity ick. Talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Our listeners are so damn funny. Please keep these texts coming. You guys are killing me. Somebody said, I'd like to weigh in today.
Oh, punny.
I'm loving this.
You got dudes talking about they're bringing the scales on the date. Ladies saying they're going to bring the measuring tapes. Oh, my.
The question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for asking her weight after she asked my height?
Oh, that's rough.
This is the debate today. Let's go to Lindsay in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Don't get stressed. Just gonna get...
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Lindsay.
Do you think this guy... Do you think the guy's a jerk for asking her weight after she asked his height?
No.
It doesn't sound good no matter how many times you say it.
No, but she...
Wait, did Lindsay just say no?
You said not the jerk.
I said not the jerk, and I have some good reasons.
Okay.
I'm a voluptuous woman, so I'm definitely on the heavier BMI side of life.
We think, Lindsay.
There's body positivity, honey, as long as you feel good in your skin.
Right. Nope, I rock it, whatever.
God. Stop with the text, who's ever texting. This is a heavy debate. Would you stop?
Somebody's corny.
My brother is a short guy, and because he's short, he is discriminated against by so many women, just like women are discriminated against for their weight. Yep. I feel like height is the equivalent for weight. If you're a guy, height is your thing. Women, it's weight.
Okay.
You're not the jerk. You're asking the same question. It's just different body measurements, honestly.
Ooh,
you're saying, what valid. Is the outside? Yeah.
What's the difference? Mm-hmm. Nothing. It the same sensation, men and women.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, for men, the question is height. That's their thing. For women, it's weight. It's the same question. You're offending either way.
Right. It's all about size, though. It's all about size, though. That's what Lindsay's saying.
Somebody texted in and said, I'd like to weigh in. I'm 6'4", and I wouldn't be offended, but a short person or a person who's insecure about their height would be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how an overweight person would be offended by asking if they're overweight. There might be something to that as someone who's been bigger, and like, I don't get offended if somebody asked me my weight the other day.
Well, yeah.
And I would have cringed if a guy asked me that. I would have been like, really? Really? There might be something to that.
I hear
what
that.
You're insecure about.
Well, yeah, and how far you take that insecurity. Because in a lot of cases, man, us bigger folk, we acknowledge our bigness and we embrace our bigness and we love our bigness, right? And ain't nobody else going to knock us down.
Mm-hmm. But if it's the right person, your height, your weight is not going to make the difference. It's going to be, is this the person at the end of the day that I want to have all the end of the days with?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, the height and the weight is not going to be a thing.
Beautifully said.
Your height doesn't change. I mean, as you get older, you get shorter. Your weight can change all the time.
I cannot.
But like, by the end of the day, your person doesn't change. They're still the same person.
I know, right. Lindsay.
Fundamentally, they're either messed up or not.
You're saying everything great, but I can't concentrate because people keep texting things in to make me laugh, and they're killing me right now. This is not a short argument. Stop!
All right. We got to keep this moving, dog. Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
Thank you, Lindsay.
We're coming up short on time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, Lindsay.
Let's go to Tara in Janesville this morning. Tara, good morning.
Good morning, TGIF.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking about, is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked the height? We can't believe it. Lindsay said not the jerk. Are you going the same way?
No, I'm saying jerk.
Go on. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So the fact that he, you know, he's asking after she asked for the height, like, that just seems kind of petty at that point. Like, he didn't want
He just wants to offend her because she asked about the height.
How would it have gone if he asked the weight first? How would that have gone? That would have been a rejected message then.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, if you're with each other, clearly you can gauge what somebody's weight is or not.
Sure, sure.
True.
But take somebody who's 150 pounds. Like, 150 pounds, like, and somebody who's athletic is totally different than somebody who's not.
Yeah, and all that height matters, too. Height in both senses matters. Because somebody a little thicker that's a little taller isn't going to look as portly
as
somebody shorter and thicker.
Is that why dudes try to beef up their muscles?
I'm on the shorter end of 5'10".
No, I'm being
like, you're 5'10".
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
I get it. Dudes beef up their muscles to look taller.
To look a little bit bigger.
I never thought about that because I'm not a dude.
Well, there you go.
But now it all makes sense. Oh my gosh.
Tara drops it and splits it. She said, nah, definitely the jerk.
All right, we're split down the middle. Thanks, Tara.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go to a guy. We have to end this with a man. Santino's on the phone. Look out.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Hey.
What's the word, Santino?
Hot topic for Am I the Jerk for asking her weight after she asked my height. Is he the jerk?
You would let a dude be the deciding factor
here. I want to hear what Santino says. I'm curious.
What's the word, Santino? Morning.
So, wait a second. Is he a jerk or is she a jerk?
No, is he the jerk for asking her weight after she asked his height?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. To the no.
I'm
going to tell you why.
I never saw it going this way. No. Go on, but I appreciate fear. Yeah.
Speak on it, King.
Mm-hmm. Listen, everybody keeps commenting, oh, well, she asked this, so he shouldn't ask that. Listen, let's get out of the social norms of height, weight, because of what? Why? I mean, people look at me as a big protector. Why, though?
A big what?
I'm going to start asking. Big protector.
Oh, okay.
I'm about 6'1", 6'2". I'm shrinking, 320 pounds, but I don't look it. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do this? So I've been with my wife for 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. So how about we do this moving forward? Hey, do you have a bachelor's degree? Do you have a master's degree?
Oh.
Ooh.
What does your 401k look like? What does your Roth IRA look like?
And also send your height and weight.
Do you have good credit? What's your checking account number? Cash at me.
Now, isn't that offensive?
I mean,
if you start breaking...
That could be offensive if you start questioning people's educational senses instead of their personal senses.
I feel like...
It's still personal.
Right, yeah. It's still personal.
Got it. See, so I feel like those are better, though, because you're asking someone's more what they do instead of what they look like, at least, if you're going...
But it's all subjective.
It's all private. And if somebody's, like, for whatever reason, self-conscious of the fact they ain't go to college or they never had the chance, like, all of a sudden, they're offended. You know what I'm saying? If you strip this all down, we got to stop letting so many questions affect us like this.
Exactly. That's the thing, though. We get too much in our chest about everything.
Everything.
Like, so wait, am I not allowed to ask guys their height then anymore? Because I do all the time because I'm tall. Now I'm like, is that not an acceptable question?
Just ask height and weight. Well, ask height and weight.
And weight.
And then you respond with the same. So then it's just wash. Everybody answers everything.
Allie. I have to be willing to give mine.
Yes,
got
of
it.
Course.
Got it. Yes, Santino. Allie. Yes, yes.
My thing is, you should be able to have boundaries, right? If somebody asks what's your weight, like, well, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about it. It shouldn't hinder how you feel about that person. Or you should just be like, I don't feel like talking about it. It's irrelevant. So what? Mm-hmm. And then just move on. Like, still build on that thing, but don't, like, deter something moving forward because you feel like they asked you something personal like that. That you want to get all up in your chest and go home and cry about
That's
it.
That's a great
cares?
Point. Like, somebody gets offended and they delete someone on that they're talking to all because of the question instead of just...
Sensitive.
Yeah, just let it go. I don't care. You ask me how much I weigh. I'm going to say how much you weigh because I need to know if I can pick
I'm
going to
lie,
tonight.
But...
Ooh, Santino! Oh! Hey, yo! All right. He said not the jerk.
He said
not the jerk.
So I can pick you up.
Swole!
Okay.
Okay, big dog.
Y'all can see my 10-year-old. He gave me the little death stare.
I'm already knowing.
That's because it grosses them out,
Santino.
He said, ew, dad.
You don't know him.
Oh, never mind. Okay, Santino. Santino said, not the jerk.
Wow. Not a jerk.
The texts are going crazy. Thanks, Santino. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Somebody said, you ask my weight and I'm asking your size.
Okay.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Same question. Both would be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan from Milwaukee said, I'm 5'8 and I'm not insecure about my height. But if a woman is cynical about height, then bye.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
At the end of the day, right? Not the jerk.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.